We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're about to slide into the hottest stretch of weather so far this year. The rain chances have dried up for now. High today, 94, with a heat index up to 104. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunov says we could be well over 100 degrees this weekend. Get Dan's updated forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Wednesday, July 8th. The number of people with COVID-19 in Texas keeps growing. Yesterday, the state set another record for new cases. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more on a warning from the governor.
The number of people with COVID-19 keeps growing, and yesterday Texas reported more than 10,000 cases. The state had never reported that many new cases in a single day. Governor Greg Abbott says Texas set record for new cases and hospitalizations as well.
COVID-19 is spreading more dangerously and more rapidly across the state of Texas than it ever has. Anybody can contract it anytime, anywhere.
He says people should be wearing masks and staying home when they can, but he says he got a letter yesterday from some mayors and county judges asking for local authority to pass new restrictions. Abbott says they should instead enforce existing restrictions. In addition to 10,000 new cases yesterday, Texas passed 9,000 people in the hospital for the first time. That's up from less than 7,000 at the beginning of July. In North Texas, hospitals here still have open beds, but the DFW Hospital Council says each facility has a surge plan to make sure they still have enough beds, protective equipment, and staff if they start running out of space. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas County accounted for more than 10% of the cases reported statewide yesterday. The county has 1,077 cases and 9 new deaths. Dallas County has been over 1,000 for 5 consecutive days. Tarrant County reported a single-day record of 757 cases and 10 new fatalities. Collin County has 118 cases and 3 deaths, while Denton County reported 56 cases and no deaths. More than 1,700 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19 in North Texas. That number keeps rising. The area now has just over 300 available ICU beds. Dallas ISD Superintendent Michael Inahosa says they don't know if they can open schools on time next month. Dr. Inahosa says the Texas Education Agency guidelines giving parents the options of sending their kids to school or having them learn remotely can be achieved in their district if they were allowed to go 100% virtually.
I think the state's been hoping for things to get better, and they're actually getting worse. And so now it's making us pivot at the last minute here. So we have to make some tough decisions in the next couple of weeks about whether we start on time, delay, or whatever our board decides to support us on.
He says they have plexiglass and other barriers in place to achieve social distancing for an August 17th start date in the Dallas ISD. Dr. Inahosa says they will be much better this year at remote teaching because of the lessons they learned back in the spring. For the first time since World War II, the State Fair of Texas is canceled, and the shutdown is expected to be extra hard on businesses that depend on the fair for revenue. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
A lot of State Fair staples will not be getting the annual revenue they're used to from fairgoers, and that could be rough.
Well, we were hoping, of course, to serve normally around the $500,000 to $600,000.
Gigi Fletcher of Fletcher's Corny Dog says the Fletcher family had known there was a possibility they wouldn't be serving mustard-covered corny dogs at the fair this year. They even held off on putting in the big order for their extra fair dogs. Aside from the thousands of dollars in revenue they'll lose, Fletcher says the closure is difficult for another reason.
We're heartbroken, you know, like everyone else. We love being there, you know, greeting our fans every year, but we do understand and agree that protection of the public at large is the most important thing right now.
Bailey Friday News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, many football fans are wondering about the fate of the games traditionally played at the Cotton Bowl during the state fair. Well, they're on for now, but that could change. For the time being, Grambling and Prairie View A&M still scheduled to meet on Saturday, September 26th. 2 weeks later, the Texas OU game, it too, is still on technically. But again, that depends on what happens with the colleges and the coronavirus. Arlington police confirming they are investigating an assault at an LA Fitness over the holiday weekend. One of the workers reported he was slugged in the mouth by a customer who was angry about being told to put on a mask. Detectives know who the member is, say they won't have any trouble tracking him down. LA Fitness has already revoked the man's membership. 3 more days for early voting in the current runoff elections. The ballots are short, with voters in either party only deciding a small handful of races ahead of the November general election. Tarrant County Elections Administrator Hyder Garcia says in Fort Worth, voters also have the option of casting a nonpartisan ballot.
Not necessarily everyone who's out voting is a Republican or a Democrat. Some people are just voting on the city measure that's on the ballot.
That Fort Worth measure is whether to continue a half-cent sales tax to fund the Crime Control and Prevention District for another 10 years. Volunteers for a COVID vaccine study being recruited in Texas.
Phase 3 of a trial is soon to start in Houston. Dr. Frederick Santiago with the Texas Center for Drug Development says that means it's far enough along they're confident the shot is safe. Participants will be screened to ensure they don't have and have never had COVID. Some will get a placebo shot, some the real thing. The hope is that those who've been vaccinated will be protected if they're ever exposed.
Or whether it actually slows up the length of time you have symptoms. Or, in fact, that where you may get a symptom, your chances of dying from it are less, similar to the rest of the vaccines we have around now.
Once inoculated, volunteers will have blood drawn several times over a long frame to see if they've developed antibodies, how long they last. The study is nationwide and part of the federal government's Operation Warp Speed. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A family's excessive force lawsuit against 5 Dallas police officers has been tossed by a federal judge. 4 years ago, Tony Timpa was pronounced dead from what the autopsy determined was a sudden cardiac death blamed on the toxic effects of cocaine, along with stress from physical restraint used by the Dallas officers. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge David Godbee dismissed the lawsuit filed by Timpa's family, citing the doctrine of qualified immunity enjoyed by police during the course of their duties. The family's lawyer is vowing to appeal. Dallas police looking for the suspect in a case of animal cruelty.
Police were called out to Harding Street Monday morning when someone found a pit bull type dog with a severe injury. Police say someone had shot the dog with an arrow type object. The animal's injuries are severe enough to be considered life threatening. Police are asking for any witnesses or anyone who has information about the case to contact the Crime Stoppers hotline. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The name of the victim killed in a Cleburne crash has been released. Roy Sharp of Weatherford died in a head-on crash on FM 4 just west of Cleburne yesterday. He was driving a car that crossed into oncoming traffic and smashed head-on into a pickup. Sharp was dead at the scene. The driver of the pickup taken to the hospital with injuries not considered serious. As new coronavirus-related developments come in throughout the day, stay connected and get the latest information from KRLD. We give you the most comprehensive local coverage on News Radio 1080 and in the radio.com app. And, of course, the latest stories always updated for you at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.